how a group of students can kick open exciting new research discoveries. We're visiting today with Tom Crenshaw, Department of Animal Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Tom, tell us the story of how you got students involved in this research.
Well, in one of the classes that I teach, the students are required to mix diets for pigs and feed the pigs these diets. And the pigs in that experiment developed some bone abnormalities. And so we followed up and identified over several experiments and involving actually several different students over a few years to trace down and identify that the vitamin D actually was creating the bone lesions. And we've continued to look at ways that we can understand more about the lesion and how vitamin D might be involved in that.
Tom, describe to us the process these students go through.
In the classes, they're required to formulate a diet and actually mix the diets themselves. And then at our Swine Research and Teaching Center, they will run an experiment with the pigs. And we have very tight control in that center over the health status of the animals. And when we saw these abnormalities, we knew that it was not a health-related issue and felt that it had to be something within the diets.
What kind of activities do the students actually do as this research has progressed?
Well, as the research has progressed, we've gone beyond what might be done in a classroom setting to actually some of the measurements of the bones within the animal that might involve interactions with people in mechanical engineering or orthopedic surgery over at the hospital. And so we've used some of the techniques that would be used in those programs to help further understand the bone abnormalities.
Tom, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and describe the bone abnormality that was discovered.
One of the most visible things that we first saw within the pigs, it's commonly referred to as a humpback pig. So it's an abnormal outward curvature in the spinal column. It was definitely something different and unique that we knew that was not common within our swine research center.
Tom, where has all of this activity and research gotten you so far?
We've involved graduate student Laura Emerson that's worked with me on this in identifying some of the cellular signals that are involved. So we've developed techniques to identify which signals that are involved with the bone might be turned on or turned off in response to the deficiency.
Can you describe for us potential implications of this research?
You know, some of the implications would be certainly improvement in how we feed and manage pigs, and that's one of my major roles. But also the pig being very similar to the human, there are a lot of implications in human health, in human medicine, especially with the way that we supplement vitamin D. And our research is actually pointing to an importance of the maternal diet, a mom's diet, and how that might influence fetal development in the pig or potentially in the humans. We're not involved directly in human studies, but the implications are certainly there.
Tom, can you give us a sense of the level of interest that there's been by different communities in this research?
And we've got quite a bit of interest certainly in the animal nutrition and the veterinary world with problem because some of these problems do occur in commercial production units with the pigs, but also quite a bit of interest in some of the things that we've done in by human nutritionists and certainly with some of the orthopedic surgeons that we've interacted with to try to understand more about these lesions.
What are some of the tools that are perhaps distinct to your line of research?
We've a long time have used an instrument called a DEXA machine, which measures the whole body bone mineral content so we can scan pigs. It's commonly used in medical clinics to screen for osteoporosis in humans. So people may be screened through a DEXA scan for osteoporosis, but we use it to measure the whole body content of pigs so we can compare pigs that are fed different diets and know if we're changing the mineral status. And we've also used clinical CT scans of some of the bones collected from the pigs so that we can measure more detailed lesions that might be in the growth plate of the bones in some of these young pigs.
And Tom, do students have a chance to interact with some of this equipment and technology?
Yes, very much so. We get them directly involved in that, so they get exposure to some of the instruments that might be both used in human medicine, and we're certainly using those that instrumentation to try to solve problems with animals. They get involved in helping to develop some new technique because some of the things that we're trying to do with the bones have not been used before, even in human medicine. So that would give us procedures that we're trying to work out new techniques that would be used for even human medicine.
Tom, give us an example of how a student might have developed something new for use in this research.
In trying to understand some of the lesions that we've induced with the diets, I had one of the undergrad students working on a project last spring in which she developed a procedure that we could measure these lesions from the CT scans and measure the volume and the location of those. And it's a much more effective procedure. So it's another example of where we've engaged undergraduate students in our research project. She was actually funded in a Cargill-Benavenga undergrad research project that we have here in our department and got involved, and she'll present that research at a regional meeting this next spring.
Tom, how do you suppose this kind of activity benefits the students?
I think the students really learn from doing research, and the research is simply a tool that can be used to train the students to be creative, to help understand how to solve problems, and to pay attention to some of the details that need to be done. But it's a training opportunity that's much different than sitting through a classroom listening to a lecture.
We've been visiting with Tom Crenshaw, Department of Animal Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.